Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here's our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Sheldon.
Hello there.
So now, you've never been a moral compass to me. I just want to tell you that in 28 years.
I am glad, because I never wanted to be anybody's moral compass.
So let me just ask you. I have a moral question to ask you. So
okay.
I'm shopping in the store.
Okay.
And there, I buy chicken that is ground up.
Okay.
Because it's good for you. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. I eat it all the time. I go to IGA. IGA.
Okay. Yep.
So I'm in the IGA, and I realize that it's mislabeled. Like, the packages are supposed to be like $3 or $4, right, for
right.
the chicken, and it's labeled 99 cents. So I'm like, holy moly. I look at the thing, and it's like, no, it's 99 cents. So I felt like I wanted to just ask. So there's a butcher there, and I say, he's loading up the stuff, you know. I say, hey, listen, this stuff, he goes, what it is what it is. And that was it.
Okay.
So I took 8 packages of it, and I bring it to the cashier, and she says, father, it's mislabeled. I said, yeah, I know. I said, but I don't know. The guy said it is what it is. She goes, that's absolutely right. And she gave me 8 packages. So it was like, I don't know, like $30-something worth of stuff, $8. Now, am I right or am I wrong?
You're right, because the guy said it is what it is. They
market.
Maybe they were having a sale that day. You
even
know,
the
and
cashier.
You walked in.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was all ground up chicken beaks, too. I don't know. But,
you know
I was shocked. I mean, I couldn't believe. What a great deal. I love a deal. So, you know, it's interesting. But sometimes we do things we want. I don't know. I kind of want to get forgiveness for that. I kind of feel guilty. And I say, like, geez, I feel like I got too good a deal there. Forgiveness has to be a part of every one of our lives. We have to give it, get it, and kind of search our hearts looking for it. And that's what we're looking at on Religion and Rock, this gift of forgiveness in our lives. This is REM. It's called Everybody Hurts.
When your day is long. Well, everybody hurts. But sometimes everybody cries. Everybody hurts.
In that movie Frozen, you know, none of us can go through this world as an ice princess or prince. You know, I think we need to melt a little bit because heart is such an important thing in our lives. All of us are called into people's presence at different times when they're hurting. If you're a volunteer fireman or if you are an EMT or a police officer, somebody who works in any one of a number of ways, we're with people when they're hurting. And people in education, a religious education teacher, we know when kids are hurting, when somebody's upset about something. And we have this unbelievable ability to bring consolation, right? To be God's ministers of consolation to them. You know, what are we doing with people who are hurting? Are we walking by them? Or are we willing to kind of get involved a little bit? I'll never forget one time I was watching some volunteer firemen, like they were leaving a house that was like on fire and the people were outside and, you know, a couple of people were crying. It was a very sad kind of situation. It was a neighbor. And I remember a couple of the firemen going over and hugging like the woman, hugging the man. And I said, that's a beautiful gift. Like, that's more than just putting out the fire. It's putting out the fire in people's hearts. It's putting out the sadness in people's hearts. So we have a great opportunity, really, to be those ministers of consolation to people if we're willing to get involved a little bit and not look the other way when people are hurting. So when you see somebody hurting, think about, you know, the pain in your own life sometimes and how it made a huge difference to have somebody there for us. That makes a huge difference, too. So next day, today, in an hour, you never know, we're going to be called into somebody's presence who's hurting. What are we going to do about that? That's going to make all the difference in the world. Here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's called Higher Ground.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity for all of us, really, to get to higher ground in our own lives if we are those people who are merciful, you know. And even in the Bible, it says, blessed are the merciful. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. That's kind of us, you know. If we have mercy on people who have wronged us, and really, that's what forgiveness is about. It's forgiving people, not because we found out that they didn't do it, you know, or something like that. No, forgiving people who literally have hurt us, who have done terrible things to us. You know, we've seen these great examples of it. I have hanging in my office a picture of Pope John Paul II in a jail cell forgiving the man who attempted to kill him, you know, and that's an incredible example. I remember using it when I was in the high school. I had that same picture up in my office, and kids would come in and they'd be arguing with each other. I said, look at that. I mean, if he can forgive somebody who's actually, you know, trying to murder him, what can you do about the person who you're upset with about something? So that's an important part of our lives. Pope Francis has said, mercy is the beating heart of the gospel. That's us. You know, we're the ones who have to be the merciful people. So we've been called out there to be merciful people, and maybe that's an opportunity today to say, you know what? I gotta loosen up a little bit, like a sponge that got hard in the kitchen sink, you know? We got a little water into us so that we get soft once again, so we can be those people of mercy and those people of forgiveness. Here's Squeeze, If I Didn't Love You.
Skin gets softer the moment I
Love pardons a lot of things, doesn't it? When we love somebody, we seem to be able to forgive them many, many times in our lives. It's interesting in our life because sometimes we have these tremendous, you know, hurts that take a long time to heal, right? You know, infidelity, something like that. Really very long time to be able to let that go. Sometimes we have something with somebody who's even passed away, and we spend a lot of our life looking to let go of that stuff. And then other times we have this moment of rage that goes away in a second. Like, think about when somebody cuts you off on the road, and you yell, and you toot the horn, and shake your fist at somebody. And then, like, 2 seconds later, it's like nothing ever happened. So why do some things last forever? Why do some things last a second? Well, I think it has to do with love, right? Because love kind of helps pain and anger to stick around. And when we've been wronged by somebody, you know, sometimes it really does stick around a long time. Sometimes I see that when I'm doing a wake service, you know, I'm in a funeral home and it's obvious, like, that a brother and a sister are not talking to each other and I'm burying a parent, you know, or something like that. And you said, like, isn't that sad that it comes to that? Like, isn't it sad that we get to that point where we can't talk to the person we love? And I think that's part of the honesty that mercy and forgiveness are all about. Sometimes we just have to be honest and say, you know, you really hurt me here. We got to let this go. But I really, you know, I'm really pained by this. And I'm going to work in my life to let it go in time, you know? And that's part of, I think, the honesty that forgiveness has to live in. That's kind of the foundation for forgiveness. Otherwise, it's not going to be real when we say we're sorry and we don't really mean it. Next song, when it's done, I'm going to tell you why I'm a little leery about it. Here's Goo Goo Dolls. It's called Slide.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? Give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you slide? Love the life you kill. The priest is on the phone. Your father hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man or something I can exchange. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you slide? Nothing to fall. Oh, babe, put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are, and what you are is beautiful. Oh, babe, you wanna get married? Run away. Nothing that falls. Yeah.
what makes me a little uncomfortable. We're talking about forgiveness today. And you know what? Forgiveness is not letting something slide, right? Sometimes we look and say, I'm letting that slide. I'm never going to let it get to me. Well, yeah, I understand that. And that's probably a good thing in some cases. But, you know, most of the time, I think we have to be honest about forgiveness. You know, when we need it in our lives and somebody says, I'm going to give you a break. Like, you know, get pulled over on the side of the road and the police officer says, I'll give you a break, you know, just slow down. Well, that's letting something slide. But it's different in a sense when we have been wronged by somebody, because it's not about letting it go and not expressing it. I think it has to be a conscious act, forgiving. You know, I think we have to look and say, yeah, you know what? There's no good reason for this, but I'm going to forgive you for this. Or I accept your apology. Or let me apologize to you for how I've hurt you or what I've said or what I've done. Those things, I think, are the building blocks of human relationships. They're the building blocks of peace. They're the building blocks, ultimately, of the kingdom of God. Because that's a world, you know, that we're promised where people get along. It's a world where people understand that this world is a mosaic, not a melting pot. And people can be a piece of the mosaic. You can be a yellow piece and I can be a red piece and it actually works. You know, we can actually work to be one piece. So that's kind of that being not people of sliding, but being people of forgiveness. It's going to change the world ultimately by our position. Here's Phil Collins. This is called In the Air Tonight.
Strangers to you and me. I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about forgiveness today. You know, on the television network that I am lucky enough to minister at, be the CEO and president of Telecare TV. Go to telecaretv.org. You want to learn more about it. Interesting. We run a PSA, a public service announcement. That's a Catholic public service announcement. And it actually says, forgive someone today. And then the next screen comes up. It's your chance to play God. That's kind of interesting if you think about it, because that's what God's about. There's another level of forgiveness that we really haven't talked much about yet today, and that's an important level, God's forgiveness, because we need that in our lives. And a lot of us carry around a lot of guilt, right? We walk around saying, oh, I wish I didn't do that. And when I was a kid, I did this, or, you know, the other day I said that. Well, we have this unbelievable ability to be forgiven if we're open to that forgiveness by God. So that's a great, great moment for us, you know, to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, to tell God, you know, we're sorry for the times we've done things wrong. There's something really important about that, you know. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. There's a lot of trespassing in life, right? And I think that's part. We get in each other's way. Sometimes we hurt other people. Sometimes we hurt ourselves. We need God's forgiveness for that. And that's that opportunity that I think we all have right before our very eyes to get God's forgiveness. So it's in the air. We just have to kind of seize the moment and be open to that great gift of forgiveness. Here's 38 Special. This is called Second Chance.
To the sky, and everything is turning.
People do need second chances. I mean, that's the reality of life because we are mistake-making machines. You know, I used to call us pencils because we have erasers on our heads because we're always making mistakes. We need to erase, you know? And unfortunately, life doesn't allow us to erase, does it? But that's part of the reality of our lives. Forgiveness is not necessarily forgetting. We remember the painful moments. We remember the moments we've hurt other people. But having that forgiveness is a great first step, isn't it? Because that's a moment where we can let something go. It's a moment where we could say, well, even though, you know, I did this or even though it was done to me, I can move beyond that. Second chances are so important. I know a couple of people who have had that second chance in their own marriages, in their own families, and that's an incredible moment when you see that. When somebody, there's been an infidelity, and you see that there's a second chance, they work through it somehow, and they're able to forgive, and they're able to stay together, you know? That's an important example to us in a lot of ways, because I think sometimes, you know, we just say, well, that's it. Maybe it's about praying about second chances. Maybe it's about praying about another opportunity. I'm not saying that we have to be doormats. Absolutely not. But at the same time, is there that opportunity for a second chance? Does God call us beyond the pain to a certain healing? You know, when you heal, there's a scar, sure, but you do heal. And there's something about that healing that's maybe important to be open to. I don't know what it means to you. I don't know what it means to me even, but maybe there's an opportunity for a second chance. It could really be a moment of grace for you and for me. Hey, here's Don Henley. This is called Heart of the Matter.
I have to learn again. gotta put it all behind you, baby. Cause life goes on. You keep carrying that anger, it'll eat you up inside, baby. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter. But I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Even if you don't love me. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, because the flesh will get weak and the ashes will scatter. So I'm thinking about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Even if
that's kind of the heart of the matter of life, isn't it? To be able to say, I'm sorry, and to be able to say, I forgive you. Those two things are really the heart of the matter. I think of that often when I'm even at the bedside of somebody and I'm anointing them as they're getting ready for their journey home to God. I look at the people in the room and I say, I hope everybody's kind of worked that out. I don't say it out loud, of course, but I think to myself, Lord, I hope to God that they've all worked out all of their stuff, And not everybody gets that chance, right? Because sometimes it's a rather sudden journey home to God. Somebody kisses their wife goodbye and has a heart attack at work, and that's the end of it. Their life here, then their life continues. But I think we can still communicate that gift of forgiveness in prayer with the ones who've gone before us. And I think that's not just psychological, drama. I think that's the truth, that these people in heaven are there for us. And I think there's a prayer that we can pray to them that is helpful, that say, I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'm sorry if I didn't do the right thing here. And I forgive you for the times that you didn't do the right thing to me. There's something about that gift of making things right. Maybe this is a day where you can make something right in your life. Maybe it's a day where you can send that email or make that phone call or go see that person and make things right once again. That opportunity is an amazing one, and it's one that always pays off, because there's a sense of self-satisfaction, but there's also a sense of link again, with the person that we've hurt or been hurt by, that makes such a huge difference. It is the heart of the matter. It's true. Hey, here's Journey. This is called Open Arms.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere, how could our love be so? We sailed on together.
What you left means to me open arms.
Kind of is that perfect storm that's necessary for forgiveness to occur, right? The open arms of the person who needs forgiveness, the open arms of the person who's giving forgiveness. It's that perfect storm. But I think that's the grace of God breaking in there. You know, I really do believe that God sets us up for that moment, and it's about us taking that leap. You know, it makes us vulnerable to say we're sorry, right? Because that's admitting fault. I know people who just can't do that, you know, and that's a grace to be able to do it. It's a beautiful gift, and if you can, that's something to pray for in life. But the reality is, you know, that grace-filled moment is an opportunity for us to really recognize God's link, kind of the glue in relationships in our lives, you know, even with strangers, even ways we've hurt Earth, you know, by throwing stuff out our windows in the car, all that kind of stuff. You know, the ways we can seek forgiveness are multitudinous, you know, but what can we do in our lives to make that big difference? Here's Peter Gabriel, I Don't Remember.
I don't remember.
Well, here's a big blessing, right? When we can forgive, but also that forgetting part. Wow. When we've really let it go so long ago that it's no longer even in the memory bank. It might be stored somewhere in our, you know, in our memory, but it's not right there at the surface anymore. That gift is a real gift. When we can really let go of something that's happened to us and say, yeah, I've let that go so long ago, that's not even a pain to me anymore. It's just not even there anymore. And I've forgotten about it. That's something that's really a gift. That takes a lot of prayer. You know, we really got to ask for God's help in that way, because I think that's how our position changes in life. That's how we find more joy. There's something in it for us, this gift of forgiveness, you know, because we find more joy in our lives when we're able to forgive other people around us. It's an important part of consideration when we're forgiving somebody. Hey, here's Queen. This is called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
me.
So you think you can stop me and spin?
can't see. Nothing really matters. Nothing really matters to me.
Special hello to Brian May. Says he listens to us online all the time. Just got an email from him a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, you know, this is an inside job, forgiveness, right? And that's what this is about. Sometimes it's about being forgiven for what we've done. It's about telling somebody about it. It's about speaking to God about it. That's the gift today. It's about recognizing the power of forgiveness in our lives. You know, God is there to forgive us, and he calls us to forgive others. The way we love others is the way we love ourselves. The more, you know, we can do that in our life, understand ourselves, seek God's forgiveness for us, it's better we're going to be able to forgive of other people. So it's an inside job, but it's also an outside job. It's an all-encompassing effort that we're called to. So give a little forgiving today, get a little forgiving, and pray for that forgiveness in our own lives that we may be finding the joy that we're called to. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by the great, I'm sorry, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.